Shende de karaba kaba baba 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 shikili kuri karaba kaba kaba shikili karaba kaba si. Maya karaba toko baka shikili kura baba 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 kashimi di 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 ba shanda di 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 karaba kaba shikaraba kaba kasa dani. Maka shikaraba toko baka shikili kura baka 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 shikili kura baka kasa da 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 da. Makarabo toko bakashi kidi kidi kura bataka shikidi kura bataka sada da 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 di di makarabo toko bakashi kidi kura bataka shikidi karabo toko bakashi kidi kadiba yana da na ni de karabo toko bakashi kidi kura bakarabo toko bakashi kidi kura bakarabo toko bakabaka kura ba 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 shinde de kidi kura ba 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 shikidi kura karabo toko bakaka Rikidi kidi karabo tukura karaba kaba ba 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 shikidi kura da 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 kan da 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 di 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 kan God from beginning till the end there's no place for argument shikidi bata kasi wa God all by yourself shikidi baka baka kuku baka makarabo tuku baka shikidi kura baka shikidi kure bata kaba ya karabo kuku baka sadada There's no place for argument. She did a carabuco baka, she did it in the carabuco baka, send it in the carabuco baka, she did 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 it in the carabuco baka. Makasi iki de koraba ya karabo toko makashi ke de koraba takashi ke de karabo ko makashi ke de ke de kona kaba. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your hand. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your mercy. She karabo toko makashi ke de koraba takako ko makashi ke de koraba takashi ke da. Rakati ke de koraba takashi ke de koraba takashi ke de koraba takarabo toko makashi ke de koraba takashi. Oh God, you are God. You are faithful. You are holy. She ke de koraba takashi ke da karabo toko makashi. Yaraba takarabo toko bakashi kidi kuri baraka baba baba bakashi kidi kuri bedi batoko bakashi kidi kura batakashi kidi kura batakasa da makashi karabo toko bakashi kidi kuri ba hinta da da karabo toko bakashi kidi kidi batoko pose da baba makarabo tikarabo toko bakaya karabo toko bakashi kada karabo to de 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 karabo toko bakashi kidi karabo toko bakashi kada karabo toko pase da nanka da karika shi kidi karabo toko bakashi kada karabo toko bakashi kidi kura batakashi kidi Mia karabo chiki di di karabo choko paash di kene karabo choko paash di kene karabo choko paash di mukuraba takash di kuraba choko paash di karabo takash di makaraba takash di karabo choko paash di karabo choko paash di karabo choko paash di karabo choko paash thank you Lord thank you for the grace di karabo choko paash di karabo not by might not by power but by your spirit shiki di kuraba choko paash di karabo choko paash di karabo choko paash Shake the caracha, ambacaracha, cashik and the carabo to go back, shake 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 the kadiga, rabata carabo to go back, shake the carabo to go back, shake the kadikarama, macarachi and the carabo to go back, shake the carabo to go back, shake the car, ambacarabo cobasa, macaraba, you carabo to go back, shake the carabo to go back, shake the kadikarabo to go basa, that the macarabo to go back, shake the caraba to cassidica. Thank you for this. New day, thank you for this new day, thank you for this new day. The Lord, it has taken your hand, it has taken your power, it has taken your mercy, it has taken your grace. Shiri bakarabo tuko bakashiki de karabo tuko bakashiki de karabo tuko buko bakashika da 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 da. Makaraba takaba kobashi di karabo tuko bashi di karabo tuko bashi di karaje aya karabo tuko bashi di karabo tuko bashi di karabo tuko bashi di kidi mokoraba tikashi di karabo tuko bashi di karabo tuko bashi di karata raba takashi di karabo tuko bashi di karabo tuko bashi shikidi mokore kidi kidi kona kaboko bakashi kada karabo toko bashi kada da makarabo teki shikidi motoko bakarabo toko bashi kada de karabo toko bashi kada karabo toko bashi kada makarabo takashi kada karabo toko bashi kada kida karata breka de karabo takashi kada karabo toko bashi kada karabo to makarabo takashi kada kada karabo toko bashi kada kaya yukola sugora bakala kaba kaba kashi kada kasu stand in the gap on behalf of the land rakaboko bashi kada your grace by your grace by your grace by your grace by your grace and mercy by your grace and mercy oh God you call us to stand in the gap rakarabo toko bashi kada karabo toko boko bakashi kada karabo toko bashi kada makarabo takashi kada karabo toko bashi kada karabo toko bashi kada karabo toko bashi kada amakarata tada da karabo takaya karabo takarabo takashi kada karabo toko bashi kada karabo toko bashi kada mukarabo toko bashi kada da da arakaba da karabo toko bashi da 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 karabo toko bashi kada karabo toko bashi mukarabo takashi kada kada karabo toko bashi da 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 makarabo takashi kada karabo toko bashi da karabo da 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 karabo amakarabo toko bashi kada kada mukarabo takabo toko bashi da karabo toko bashi da 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 karabo toko bashi da mukarabo toko bashi kada karabo toko bashi da kada karabo toko bashi da 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 makarabo kada kada toko bashi da da karabo toko bashi da da karabo toko bashi makaraba ya karaba takaba ya karaba toko bashi de karaba toko bashi mukoraba takashi kidi koraba takashi kidi ka makari kidi karaba ya koba kashi kidi karaba toko bashi kidi ka mukoraba takashi kidi karaba toko bashi kada hati karaba toko bashi kidi karabo robo toko bashi kidi karabo toto to da ba 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 bashi kidi kidi toko bashi kidi thank you raba ti karaba toko bashi da 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 karaba toko bashi kidi karaba toko bashi kidi karaba makarabo chakaba koba kashike da ba da karabo chakoba kashike da ba karabo chakoba kashike da 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 shikini guru guri bahasi dedi karabu cukup bahasi dedi ambari jidi dedi ambara dada karabu cukup bahasi dada karabu cukup bahasi dada karabu cukup bahasi kini kereba ya karabu cukup bahasi kini karabu cukup amba kereba ya karabu cukup bahasi dada karabu cukup bahasi kere karabu cukup bahasi dede makarabu cukup bahasi kini karabu cukup bahasi dada karabu cukup bahasi kini karabu cukup amba karati kaya karabu cukup bahasi kada karabu cukup bahasi dede amba karati tata karabu cukup bahasa tetetetet makarabu cukup bahasa de karabu cukup bahasa de kerakan da karabu cukup mau mukarabu takashi kan da karabu cukup bahasa kan da karabu cukup bahasa de amba karabu cukarabu cukup de karabu cukup da bat de makarabu cukup bahasa kan da karabu cukup bahasa de karabu cukup bahasa da amba karabu takaya karabu de da karabu ya karabu ya karabu ya karabu ya karabu cukup bahasa da karabu takashi de mukarabu takashi da karabu cukup bahasa da karabu takaya karabu cukup bahasa da karabu cukup bahasa da karabu cukup bahasa da makarabu cukup bahasa da karabu cukup bahasa da karabu tududa mukarabu takashi da karabu cukup da karabu mukarabu cukup bahasa da karabu cukup bahasa da mukarabu takashi da karabu cukup bahasa da karabu cukup bahasa da makarabu cukup bahasa da karabu cukup bahasa da karabu cukup bahasa da karabu cukup bahasa da mukarabu takashi de karabu cukup bahasa de karabu cukup bahasa de amburu de karabu de amburu de karabu karabu de karabu cukup bahasa de mukarabu de karabu cukup bahasa de mukarabu de karabu cukup bahasa de karabu cukup bahasa de mukarabu takashi de karabu cukup bahasa de mukarabu cukup bahasa de karabu cukup bahasa All things second ever took a bosh in the Karakabokabash, the Nikit, Mokorabata Hassan and the Dash and the Dada, Makarabata Kashin, the Karam to Kubash, Mokarabata Kashin, the Karam to Kubakabash, the Karabu, Mokorabata Kashin, the Karam to Kubash, the Karam to Kubakarabu to Kubakash, the Karam to Kubakash, the Karam to Kubakash, the Karam to Kubakash, the Mokorabash, the Karam to Kubash. I will look unto you, O God. Look unto you, Jehovah God. We look unto you, King of Kings. We look unto you, Prince of Peace, O God of God, Jesus. We look unto you, God of God, Jesus. You are faithful, O God. You are holy, Barabata Kashi, the Kiddi Korabata, the Diddi, Rambati Kashi, da, Mokarabata Kashi, the Mokarabata Kashi, Maya You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning till the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God of gods. Thank you, Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord of lords. You are worthy, God. You are glorious. You are faithful. Thank you for this blessed morning. Thank you for the chance that you've given us to hear your voice, to be taught by you, O God. We are just your servants that are here, that are available to be taught by you, O God. We know it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by your spirit, O God. It is by your goodness, O God. It is by your grace, O God. It is not of our own human effort, O God. It's not of our own human capacity, O God. And Lord, it has taken your hand, it has taken your power, it has taken your grace and favor. I thank you this morning for this new week. Thank you for my listeners. Thank you for my families. Thank you for those that are going through issues and challenges, O God. And Lord, indeed, there are challenges in every area, O God. But Lord, indeed, our hope is in you. Our trust is in you. Our faith is in you, O God, of course, Jesus. Our confidence is in you, O God. You're the one that keeps us, the one that sustains us, the one that watches over us, the one that protects us. The one that keeps us indeed from beyond the shadow of doubt, O God. You say that he that dwelleth in the shadow of the Most High shall abide under the Almighty, O God. We shall say of the Lord our God, he's our refuge and strength, O God. Our God in ages past, our rock for years to come. Makarabu to Kobashi, the Karabu to Kobashi, the Karabu to Kobashi, the Karabu to Kobashi, the Karabu to Kobashi, the Makarati Kashi, the Dikanibashi, the Dikanibaka. Thank you indeed for the grace of God. Thank you for the season, O God. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. Thank you that I'm just a vessel. I'm just a mouthpiece that you can use to declare your word unto the nation. You call me a prophet unto the nation. Sheribara Karabu to Kobashi, the Karabu to Kobashi, the Rabatakashi, grant me the grace. Grant me the grace. Grant me the patience. Grant me the faithfulness. Grant me the hand. May the church be established. May the believers be established, O God. May they be established in truth, O God. We rebuke the work of the devil. We rebuke the work of darkness, O God. We rebuke the forces of the enemy. We come against the powers, the principalities, the forces of the enemy that are blinding the people from hearing the message, O God. We bind them in the name of Jesus. Every confusing spirit, we bind you, and I render you powerless in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the people hear the word. Let the people hear the word. Let the word be understood, and do not snatch it from them. I rebuke the devourer of the word, the devourer of the thoughts, the devourer, the dreads that steal the word. I rebuke them over my listeners. I pray for the outpouring of your grace, the outpouring of your spirit, the outpouring of your might. That we walk in revelation this morning. We walk in understanding. We walk in grace and favor. I come against sickness. I come against discouragement. I come against attacks of the devil. I come against oppositions of darkness. I rebuke them over my family, over my children. Over the church, God. Over the fellowship, over my listeners. I'm speaking divine protection, divine peace of mind, divine understanding, divine grace, God. The Lord, you put things to order. Thank you, the God that is there. You're the God that is there. You're the God that is there. Even when things around us don't look like they're working, even when things around us look like they're not working, oh God, you are there. You are faithful. You are in control. You are mighty to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this morning. Thank you that we can trust in you and we can hear from you, oh God. And we can know your grace, your power, and your mercy, oh God. Thank you, though. Thank you, Jesus. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Praise God. It's good that you're listening in, and I pray that God will speak to us. I mean, if you're new here, this is Spirit and Life, and this is just a channel or a forum that I use to share God's word. And God's word is based for me, and my guiding principle and my guiding word is John chapter 6 verse 63, and where Jesus told his disciples and even the crowd, he told them that the flesh counts for nothing. It is the spirit that gives life. And the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And Jesus was basically telling them that you can try so much in your own human effort. You can try so much in your own capacity. You can try so much to get somewhere. You can fight, you can bribe, you can argue, you can do whatever you want. But the Bible basically tells us that the flesh counts for nothing. It counts for nothing. It profits nothing. But it is the Spirit. It is the Spirit of God that gives life. It is the Spirit of God that brings life. It is the Spirit of God that when it comes into whatever situation, that we receive life, we receive peace, we receive hope, we receive direction. And thus, this Jesus told them, my words, they are spirit and they are life. So everything that God communicates, God does not speak in the languages of men that we think of. No, but God, when he breathes on us, when he made man, he breathed into him. And man became a living soul. And when Jesus was about to leave the earth, he breathed into his disciples and he told them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. And this is the same Holy Spirit that we have received when we give our lives to Jesus. And in this morning, even our communications are spirit and life. Our understanding of scripture is spirit and life. And even if you think that, I think this might be a bit too complex, just know that your spirit man understands it. Your spirit man understands it. Your spirit understands the communications, because these communications are not just words. They are spirit and they are life. And there's a deposit that God is putting in your spirit, even as you listen, even as you purpose to walk in a season of understanding, even as you purpose to walk in a grace of understanding. You're walking in revelation. You're walking in insight. You're walking in truth. And I know that God has a divine purpose, a divine moment, a divine understanding, a divine grace for you to walk into truth, oh God, to you to walk in truth. And I know that God is going to able to make all grace abound for you. And I know that God is on the throne.
And I just wanted to just share from Romans chapter 8, and we are now start. I mean, we'll keep sharing spirit and life, and I want us to read Romans chapter 8, and we'll start looking at about the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Verse 2. "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of this. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors to the flesh, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that also we may be glorified together." I want to pause there, and I think we'll be doing, maybe we'll, if God helps us, and we'll do this study on Romans chapter 8. And I want us to understand there's a background to every reading that you read. You know, when you read the Bible, you must focus, and you must recognize that a scripture must be understood in context. What does that mean? In that there is a specific context in which the scripture comes forth. There's a specific understanding, and you must read at least the scriptures before it and the scriptures after it to understand the full context of a scripture. And if you just backtrack a bit to Romans chapter 7, and if we read that from verse 21, it says that, "I find then a law then, that when I will do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in the members of my body, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity, into the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." In simple terms, I know King James might be a bit complicated, but with the grace of God, we'll understand. Paul was trying to explain the challenge that we struggle with, all human beings struggle with, even those that are born again, of finding that the body is drawn and has an inclination towards sin. And this, he says, he finds it is a law that is at work in the members of his body and in the members of our bodies, that the good we want to do, we don't do. But the bad we don't want to do, we find ourselves that we are doing it so easily. And so he's trying to explain that this is a law. And you see, and this is what we refer to as sinful nature. So sinful nature is a tendency, is a capacity, is also referred to as carnality or the flesh or worldliness or rebellion. There's like a nature of rebellion in man that we find that the moment you ask him not to do something, that is the very thing they want to do. And there's a scripture that says that Paul says that the very moment I knew the law worked in me emotions and worked in me ways in which I can break it. And that is why no one is perfect when we are judged under the law of the Ten Commandments. And here when I refer to the law, I'm hereby referring to the law of Moses. So we have an ability to operate, or rather, we go through various laws that we see in Scripture. So there are physical or natural laws, and there are also spiritual laws. So God has established the systems of the world, the systems of the cosmos, the systems of the heavens to operate in certain laws. For example, if we look at the solar system, it is said that the solar system is oscillating or rotating at, is it almost 200, at a speed of 200 light years, and yet we don't even feel it. Why? Because we are under the law of gravity. So gravity contains us in our atmosphere. Gravity contains us on the earth. And no matter how anointed you are, if you jump from a tall building, you will die. You will die. Unless you have a parachute that will slow your fall, that will help you to oppose the force of gravity, then you will die. So the law of God is established, and the law of God cannot be repealed. And you see how the kings of the times, their word was law. And likewise, in the same way, God's word is law. And his law, he makes himself subject to his own law. And so when God has established certain systems, like in Psalms 119, where he says that the earth, the heavens are the Lord's, and the earth he has given to men, he has already established a decree and a law that the heavens are his. That means the spiritual world is his, but the earth, the physical world, he has given it to men. And he also says in another place, I did not create the world to be uninhabited, to be void, but that it might be dwelt. So God made the earth for man. The earth was not made for spirits. So spirits, in all understanding, are illegal on the earth. And spirits need the permission of men. They need the introduction of man to function and to operate. And so, not to move into that, it tells us that there is therefore. So that means after this discussion, after Paul recognizing that there is a law at work in the members of his body, and we have said that this law is what we refer to as sinful nature. Where did sinful nature arise from? That is the question. Now, if we are to ask ourselves, where did sinful nature come from? We must go back to the beginning. And we look at the beginning, we see God made Adam and Eve, and it was good, and there was no sin in them. And God made everything that is available for them. He made the sun, he made the moon, he made the plants, he made the water, he made the dry land. He even planted a garden for them, a garden that was serviced by four waters. One of the rivers, Havila, will bring forth gold. So he had all the resources. He had everything that he needed. He had the food, the animals were under his control. And Adam was only given one thing, one command. Do not take and the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. We can see that God's desire was not for man to even know evil. And you see, the thing with God is that it's just like a manufacturer. When a manufacturer gives you a TV, he tells you, do not put it in water. He tells you, use the recommended type of plug, electrical power. Now, most manufacturers will tell you maybe some of the risks, but they might not tell you all the risks. That means it is not the job of the manufacturer to explain to you all the risks. But you see, God was still merciful. He told Adam and Eve, the day that you shall eat of the fruit, you shall surely die. And you see what the enemy did, because there was an enemy that existed even in that time, and this enemy is the devil. And remember, the devil was thrown from heaven. He was defeated from heaven, and he came with wrath against the creation of God. And Adam, being naive, because Adam was born a man, he was born an adult, or rather he was made an adult, he did not have the true knowledge, or he did not know that in the spirit, when you yield yourself to someone, when you obey someone, you become his slave. So by the moment he obeyed the dictates and the instructions, the nakash, the whispers of the enemy, he sinned. And the Bible tells us, from one man, sin entered the world and death reigned from the time of Adam. Death entered. Death was given birth to by the sin of Adam. Because the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. So there is no one who can continue to live in sin that would say he is under grace and think that he will go to heaven. And this is a challenge of where people use grace as a license for sin, as a license for immorality. No matter how many times you confess you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, if you're still going back to sleep or to commit sexual immorality, you are not walking in truth. Because Jesus, in John chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible tells us that he came from the Father full of grace and truth. So there's a delicate balance that God teaches us, in that he accords us the grace for the forgiveness of sins, but he expects us likewise to no longer walk in sin, to no longer live in sin. You can see when Jesus met the woman that was caught in adultery, and he started writing on the ground, and people asked him, should this woman be stoned, because the law of Moses commands us that any person who is caught in the act of adultery must be stoned before the public. And Jesus was very clear, because he knew the law. But you see, when you study history, it tells you that even in that time, they had already stopped stoning for adultery. But they wanted to create a situation where if Jesus authorizes the stoning of this woman, then Jesus will be the one who will be condemned and arrested by the Roman Empire, and he would have been in trouble. But you see, because Jesus, knowing their hearts, knowing the wickedness of man, he stooped to the ground and he started writing. And as he wrote, then he said, he that is without sin, let him arise, let him be the first one to throw a stone at the woman. And eventually the old people left first, because they reckoned that when they looked at themselves, they confirm for sure that they are sinful. There is none that is without sin. There is none that is righteous in their own eyes. And righteousness is never in the eyes of us human beings. Righteousness is in God's eyes. It is God who declares us to be righteous. Righteousness is only achieved in the eyes of God, because it is he that fulfilled the full price in Christ. In the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is where the full punishment for sin is paid for. So, bringing us back to this, there is a law at work in the members of our bodies. This is the law of sinful nature. Just like the spiritual law, the physical laws exist, there are spiritual laws that are at work. And one of the spiritual laws is the law of sinful nature. And this law basically states that because we are of the seed of Adam, because we are of descendants of Abraham, just because Adam sinned, we all men who were in Adam, we also sinned. And as a result of that, what works in us is that there is a law that tries to work in our bodies, works in our midst, works in us to make us easily find ourselves walking in sin. Now, when this law is at work, if we obey it, if we are led by it, it is what the Bible calls us, that we are carnally minded. Romans chapter 8 verse 6, it says, "For to be carnally minded is death." That means the moment we accept that our bodies are our controlling force, and this is the satisfaction of our bodies, the satisfaction of our flesh. And I am not referring to the enjoyment that God gives you. I mean, it is okay to eat good food. It is okay to drive a nice car. It is okay to have a good house. It's okay to have nice clothes. There is nothing wrong with that. But when these things of the world become our idols, where they take the first place in the place of God, then that is when it refers to being carnally minded. That's why it says, for to be carnally minded, for to be minded after the flesh, for to be subservient, to be obedient to the dictates of the flesh, where you want to satisfy your flesh, and this is satisfy the sinful nature, it is death. There is no argument about it. That is clear, and the enemy will clearly stand on that word. The wages of sin is death. The soul that sins is the one that dies. And the word of God cannot be changed. The word of God cannot be changed. If we walk in sin, the end result is that we will go to hell. And we will have eternal punishment in hell. But you see, for God to redeem mankind, he has to send himself. He has to provide a fulfillment of the law. He has to provide a fulfillment of righteousness. He has to provide a fulfillment of the punishment of sin. And how does he fulfill it? It is by giving Jesus Christ, who was a perfect sacrifice. He comes and pays the price and fulfills the sin offering that is required for sin. The Bible tells us that Jesus, who knew no sin, was made sin that we might become the righteousness of God. So for us to become the righteousness of God, Christ, Jesus, who did not know sin, who was not a sinner, who was born righteous, who did not have the tendency or the nature or the sinful nature inherited from man and from Adam. He came as a righteous sacrifice, as a holy sacrifice, and he paid the price in full. And so it is only the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ that grants us the power to operate in a superior law to the law of sin and death, to the law of sinful nature. And this is what we are referring to as the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That means there is a spirit of life, the law of the flesh, the law of sinful nature. The end result of it is condemnation and death. Is sin and death. But the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus speaks a number of things. One, it speaks there is no condemnation. That means when we subject ourselves and when we come under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, we are not condemned. Because any time we walk with sin, we are condemned. But when we decide to obey the Spirit of God, when we decide to ask for forgiveness, when we decide to walk in truth, then we walk under the Spirit of life. We come under a superior law, which is the superior law, which is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And that is why we have just read, and I think it is verse 11, but if the Spirit of Him, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. That means that when we walk in the flesh, when we walk according to our own desires, according to our own selfishness, according to our own wickedness, and we satisfy those desires, the end result is that we walk in death. But when we surrender and submit ourselves to the law of God, to the law of forgiveness, to the law of Christ, then what result is that there is a life that is communicated to us. God takes away the guilt of sin. He takes away the condemnation that comes from sin. And he takes away the spirit of death that is supposed to work in our bodies. But he quickens. That means he revives our bodies. He revives our minds. He revives our spirits, that we become quickened. We receive life. And what operates in us now becomes the law of the spirit of life. And the Bible tells us that if we live after the flesh, we shall die. Look at some of the warnings. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. If we decide to walk in our own carnality, in our own ability, without the recognition of the power of God, without the recognition of the wisdom, without the recognition of the Spirit of God, then we subject ourselves to walk in defeat, to walk in death, to walk after the flesh. But if we, and this cannot please God, anyone who is carnally minded, anyone who is just living in immoral thoughts, anyone who is living with someone who is not their husband or wife, anyone who has stolen someone's wife, anyone who has a child out of wedlock and has denied that child, you are not walking in truth. Grace and truth have to go together. If there is a mistake that you have done in the past, there is something called restitution and restoration. And this is what Zacchaeus understood when Jesus came to his house and ate with him. He got convicted of sin. And this is how salvation works. Salvation has two main components. It has, number one component is, salvation must involve the repentance, and it must involve the putting our faith in God. That means after someone has preached to you the word of God, you must examine yourself and recognize that everything that you have done on your own effort has been dead works. Religion has been dead works. Trying to please God in your own human effort has been dead works. Trying to be righteous without the help of God has been dead works. And that is the challenge of every religion on the earth, is that they are trying to attempt to know God in their own human effort. And for sure, they have no assurance of salvation, because all they will tell you is that, I don't know. At the end, when my deeds are weighed, then if they are good, then I will go to heaven. But we know the reality of the gospel is that it is only in Christ that we have the assurance of life, because Christ Jesus already paid the price for sin. And when we recognize that we cannot save ourselves, only Jesus can, and we accept the sacrifice that he paid on the cross, then we receive the forgiveness of sin. Then we put our hope in God. Then we accept we put our faith in God, and we receive the salvation. We receive the price that he has paid, and then we receive the Spirit of God. We receive the Spirit of life. The Spirit of life begins to work in us. And when the Spirit of God begins to work in us, then everything that was dead in our body receives the life-giving Spirit of God. He quickens our mortal bodies. It's like quickening of sun. He gives life. He revives our bodies. Our sick members of our bodies receive life. We receive healing. That is how we receive healing, when we receive Christ, because it is in the quickening of our body that even Abraham, the Bible tells us that Abraham, though he recognized that his body was as good as dead, he received strength. He was quickened in his body, and he was able to be a father even when he was 100 years old. So there's a quickening that God does, that nothing is impossible with God. He's able to bring life and to breathe life into every dead situation.
And so this morning, no matter what situation you're in, there is a superior law at work. There is a superior law to the law of sin and death. There's a superior law that is at work, which is available in Christ Jesus, which is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that is able to quicken and to give life to every dead situation. He's able to give you life. He's able to give you peace. He's able to give you tranquility. He's able to lead you, because the Bible tells us he's able to father you. That's why it says we have received a spirit of sonship. That means that we are sons of God. Do you know what that means to be the son of God? That means you are the son of the Most High God. You are the son of the King of Kings. You are the son of the Lord of Lords. That means your father, your heavenly father, is bigger than the richest man on the earth. Is bigger than the most powerful president on the earth. He says that the earth is his. That means every part of this universe is his, is our father's. And that means that he is able to provide. You cannot be poor. You cannot be sick. You cannot be in trouble that is not allowed by God. That means it is God who is in control over any situation that we face. Romans chapter 8 verse 28, you'll see that in all things, now we know that in all things, God works for the good of them who love him and are called according to his purpose. What does that tell us? It tells us that there are situations that might come our way where we find that it does not align to scriptures. And so in such moments, we have a responsibility to go back to God and find out what is the reason and what is the meaning of this. And when we go back, then we might find that there is something that God allowed. And we see this clearly in the life of Job. Job was a righteous man in his eyes. And even before God, God called him a righteous man. And the enemy had to seek for permission to touch him. And that is what the enemy does. He, for the believers, he must request for permission. So if there is something that you find in your life that is amiss from the word of God, maybe it is a sickness, maybe it is an issue with a situation that is not as you expected, know that God is at work and God is working it out for your good. God has allowed the enemy maybe to test you. God has allowed the enemy maybe to check your heart. God, yes, knows you have believed in, but there is no one that God uses that he has not tested. Maybe it is a time you've not had a job for some time. But I can assure you, the God that owns the universe, the God that is your father, has still provided for you so that you have learned that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It is the word of God that sustains you. Maybe you've been in a state of joblessness for some time, or a state of desiring God for marriage for some time and it's not happening. Or maybe there's a sickness that is not going. Or maybe there is a situation in your family where is this disorder that does not seem to be changing. Now, this does not contradict to God's law, because God's word is true. He says, I am the Lord your God who heals all your diseases. That means you must receive and believe the spiritual substance that God has given you through his word and take it as his law. His word is his bond. God's word is not a lie. And God can never lie. If he says, I heal all your diseases, how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil. All who are oppressed of the devil. Sickness is an oppression of the devil. That means for it to occur, that means there is an allowance that God has given. But you see, God's word is still true. He healed every disease. He heals every disease. But there are laws to everything that we receive from God. And one of the laws that we have from God is the law of faith. Unless we apply our faith in God, there are things we will not receive from God, because his law is his law. There's a law of sowing and reaping.
where God has said, whatever you sow, that you shall reap. If you sow to the flesh, from that flesh you will reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, from that Spirit you shall reap a righteousness of, you shall reap eternal life. That means there's a law of sowing and reaping. From, he told Noah, from today onwards, as long as the earth exists, seed time and harvest shall never cease. Day and night shall never end. Season shall come. That means if you're in a season of darkness, know that the season of light is coming. If you're in a season of crying, just know that a season of happiness is coming. If you're in a, if you're in the night, just know that the morning is coming. So never judge a man by his seasons. So your season right now might not look like what God called you to be. Look at Joseph. Joseph already was given the promise that he shall be a ruler. But he was in a pit. Then he was a slave in Potiphar's house. Then he was in the prison. He became the prison head. Until the time, the Bible tells us, until the word of the Lord came to Joseph, the word tested him. He was tested of God. So whenever God gives you a word, he will test that word in you to see whether you believe it. Yes, you have been saying you are healed. Yes, you have received the healing of God. And yet you will see that in your body, you are still experiencing pain. Now, or you are still experiencing a condition that is not changing. Where is the test in it? The test in this is this, that we receive from God by faith spiritually. Every blessing of God is in heavenly places. We have received, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. But there is also a law that translates those things that are in the spirit to the earth. And this is the law that he says in Hebrews 11 verse 2. It says, by faith, the worlds were framed from what was unseen to become what was seen. That means there's a law of faith that is able to translate the things that are in the spirit, the things that are freely given to us to manifest in the physical. Right now, we have a lot of manifesting that is taking place, and a lot of that manifesting that is taking place is not of God. Someone will say, oh, just because I'm thinking of money, 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 money is going to follow me. And that is a law of attraction, which unfortunately is the law of the new age, which is not the law of God. But you see, in the same principle, by faith, when we believe what God has spoken. So the difference between the new agers and the gospel is that us in the gospel, we are focusing on what God has said. We are focusing on the word of God. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things that God has promised, whatsoever God has promised in his word, we are to meditate on these things, to meditate on the word of God, not to meditate opening up our spirits to demons through yoga and funny transcendental oriental mechanisms and teachings that are being taught. Let us learn that there's a difference between the spirit of the world and the spirit of God. And that is why when you say Christian yoga, that is an oxymoron. It cannot exist. Because yoga is a different spirit. When someone tells you have to be in a specific angle so that this, the flow of the spirit can occur, don't you know that in spiritual things, you have formed an altar? And because demons have specific shapes in which they fit in, sorry, I'm going too deep, but basically, there are certain positions that allow the entry of certain spirits and demons. And that is why the witch doctors, those who move outside their bodies, when they move outside their bodies, if you adjust their bodies a bit, that person cannot re-enter their body. And they will die because the spirit cannot re-enter the shape that has changed it was. And that is why they usually have two people. One will be waiting to make sure nothing happens to his body while he is out. Now, translate that to yoga. Translate that to spiritism, to meditations that are oriental in nature. There are specific things that they're asked to do. There are altars, there are shrines that are aligned in a certain way that allow those spirits to manifest. But we as believers, we are not called to walk in that. We are called to walk in truth. The Holy Spirit, we ourselves are the temples of the Holy Spirit. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. I will stop there today. I pray that God will expound more. With the help of God, we'll meet again tomorrow or the day after, as the Lord allows me to speak. And I pray that God shall bless his word and you shall meditate on the truth of the gospel. Meditate on the word. This is Spirit and Life, and I pray that you've understood the communications of the Spirit. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your truth that has come forth in power. I communicate Spirit and Life, not of our own doing, not of our own capacity, but by your grace. May you speak and continue speaking and teach even more beyond than what I have taught, because I know you are more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above, much more than all I could ever ask of or imagine. And it's not by might, it's not by power, but by your Spirit. And Father, I come against every contrary situation in the life of my listeners. May they meditate on your word. May they meditate on your word. May they receive your word. May they receive your truth. May they receive by faith what you have already accomplished, what you have already done, what you have already paid on the cross of Calvary. It is by faith that they can receive it. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And by faith, the invisible was created. The visible was created from the invisible. And indeed, we are able to appropriate and receive it by faith. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. Guide us, watch over us, and protect us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. So if you're new to this, please go on YouTube and search for Spirit and Life, John 6:63. Go on Telegram, search for Spirit and Life, subscribe, and you'll be able to listen to more and other teachings that are linked to this. God bless you. Bye, and have a blessed day. Shalom.